This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze in the church in a working-class neighborhood was not immediately known. An official investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Footage from the scene circulated online showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs. Firefighters were seen putting out the blaze while others carried victims to ambulances. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. The announcement followed news the acclaimed writer was removed from a ventilator Saturday and able to talk and joke. His agent continued to caution that although Rushdie's condition is headed in the right direction, he said, Rushdie's recovery would be a long process. The 75-year-old suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye, the agent had previously said, and was likely to lose the injured eye. A 24-year-old suspect pleaded not guilty in the attack. Again, Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on